How might unknown prevailing grief present itself in physical symptoms?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And it's interesting because of probably the experience of the person. So let's say that for them it was like a smack in the face, right? That it was a shock, right? They were shocked by this, whatever it was. So that could cause a physical response of exactly like shock does. It shuts you down. And it could shut you down emotionally. It could shut you down physically. You could have, you know, sickness in the stomach. You couldn't digest your food. There are a whole range of things, really and truly. There are so many possibilities. People can create experiences or situations where they break bones, they to take them right out of it, to shield them from what is that, so they something else happens, right? That a physical thing happens where that grief experience can be pushed aside because they can't, it's too much for them. So a physical experience is created, or the physical body actually steps in to protect you, because in many respects that's what the physical body is there for. It's there to protect you, right? It knows when you need adrenaline. It knows when you need cortisol. So it's there to protect you. So the body might shut down. So you collapse. You, as we said, you might find if it's a more of a long-term thing, you might find it difficult to digest food. You might get the irritable bowel syndrome. You might have, it might affect your heart. It might affect your breathing. It might affect the way that you think. You might start to, and you know, anxiety and depression, those sorts of things, those particular mental health things, they can cause confusion, right? In because you are not able to function as well, so things can be confusing for you. This can cause confusion in the body. Body doesn't know what it's supposed to do. So there are so many physical possibilities. Arthritis, eczema, or psoriasis, you know, even things like tooth decay, sinus problems, eyesight problems, hearing problems. There's so many things. And what's interesting about the physical expressions is that it will be related to the incident, whatever it might be, but it will also be the how the individual has to survive. So if for them surviving this means that they have to shut down hearing, that's what will happen. If they have to, you know, shut down or inhibit the digestion of food because that's the thing that, you know, makes them nauseous or they get allergies and so on, that is the way that they will express it. So the individual response to the individual experience of the event that has caused the grief, you could never really say, if this happens to you, this is going to happen in the physical body, or this is going to happen in the mental self or the emotional self. You can never say that, because the individual will be calling, will be drawing on past experience, DNA, genetic information, ancestral information, societal information. They'll be drawing on all of that, their own personal experience.